Podcast. I'm Allison Little, a best-selling author, keynote speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur who has built businesses and brands for the past decade. I'm passionate about helping high achievers launch to the next level.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Launch Podcast with Allison Little. Today's episode is called Build Something Valuable with Samir Gupta. Samir is the founder and CEO of You Thrive, which is a platform to help you reset your personal finances so that you thrive. And he's going to share more about that amazing company that he's founded. He's done many amazing things. He has such a wealth of experience, and I am so incredibly excited to hear from him today. So hello, Samir. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you have such an amazing history and your experience just blows me away. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah. So as you touched upon, I have founded You Thrive last year, which is a credit card rewards app for everybody who uses credit cards to make the most of them and get some more savings in their pockets. But before that, I spent a lot of time at American Express as a director for product innovation, which in simple words means building new products for consumers across credit cards or digital personal financial products, banking and wealth management and whatnot. Prior to that, I did spend time on corporate development, which again means understanding a company's long-term strategy and whether it needs acquiring other companies or doing some strategic new initiatives, et cetera. On the personal front, I live right outside of downtown Manhattan in a town called Summit, New Jersey. And I live with my wife and my 10-year-old daughter. I'm really looking forward to enjoy playing tennis with her this summer.
Oh, how fun. Awesome. I was just out in Manhattan a couple weeks ago at Goldman Sachs. It's so beautiful there right now. Just perfect weather. Awesome. So thank you so much for sharing a little bit more about yourself. You know, we call the episode Build Something Valuable. And I think that is it's a beautiful mission for anybody, right? You know, if we can build something valuable with our lives, we can impact other people, we can make a positive influence. And you said, you know, that's one of the things that you're really passionate about. So let's talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah, of course. So maybe I'll take a step back and start with the early part of my career, wherein when I started with American Express like 9 years ago, as you might know, American Express, a very iconic company, has been in existence since 1850 and has a culture of coming up with newer products, whether it's a traveler's check or international travel and then first credit card and whatnot. That culture and the people literally ingrained this thinking in me that how we not just be run of the mill and continue to push the envelope to come up with things that not only excites people, but also makes a real difference in their lives or their business. So that kind of got into me. And as I grew in my roles through the corporate ladder at American Express, through increasing responsibilities, I came across the opportunities to create new credit cards. So maybe let me take an example. Travel, which is all of us kind of do and want to enjoy the luxuries, and credit cards, for that matter, come very handy in helping you either cut through the security check line or getting a free check bags or getting you a lounge access or extra reward points on all you're spending on your flights and hotels and whatnot. That was an area where we saw an opportunity to create a new credit card, which is not for the uber rich, like people who spend $600 or $800 annual fee, but people who are aspirational about getting a taste of luxury. So I kind of started my journey creating a new credit card, which came out like 6 years ago, and was very, the key concept behind that was keeping it very simple. Many times what happens is credit cards end up having so many hoops that people get them, but don't kind of quite kind of use them, not able to use them properly. So that was the key ethos, like, okay, we'll create a new credit card. There are a bunch of them out there already. So what's different that's going to be in this one. So keeping it very simple, very straightforward benefits that people can enjoy. And that's where kind of it was like a lot of effort, like working across a lot of teams, solving a lot of incredible problems. But after, at the end of it, around 18 months later, when we came out of in market, that one, it was like quite successful. But more than that, it kind of gave me a feeling, a very special feeling, I would say, of when you kind of like spend time and toil in creating something that people like, people enjoy, that's so much fulfilling. And then the rest was history. We kind of ended up like creating new digital financial tools, like in the areas of credit score. So credit scores are important, particularly here in America, where you have to get a new loan or mortgage or even new credit card or whatever. And the key problem was like a lot of people have like not great credit score, but they don't know how to get to a good one. So we came up with an industry first product, which we call as Score Goals, which is like pretty much goes with like how you would think about soccer. But yeah, I think about getting goals over your credit score. So we continued that journey. And then last year, I decided to take a different path of entrepreneurship outside of American Express. And then in the area of credit cards, as I said earlier, starting off with something which helps people get maximum out of their credit card. That's Youthrive is all about. So it's starting with the culture that kind of got ingrained pretty early in my career, and then continue to harness product after product.
Nice. Awesome. So it sounds like you learned a lot at American Express and you went through that process. And I like the idea of coming up with something and simplifying it, right? I'm always thinking about that actually in my life right now. I'm simplifying things in order to amplify results, right? And I think in any area of our life, if you think about how can I simplify this in order to get the most from it? Because a lot of times I used to think about that differently. I thought it needed to be more complicated, but the reality is any area of your life that you want to accelerate, you need to simplify. And it sounds like that's what your method has been. And then with Youthrive, let's talk a little bit more into that. I know you kind of mentioned what it does. So essentially, for our listeners, again, you put in all your credit cards, and it depending on the rewards that are offered and the different pieces of that puzzle, right? This app will help you determine which card is most appropriate to use at different times, right?
That's exactly right. And just to kind of maybe kind of like double down on that, I think it's very important to understand what we are solving for. So what happened is when you look at people like you and I, an average consumer, we have multiple credit cards in our wallet. And sometimes they have annual fees and whatnot. And then they give some rewards, some cash back, some benefits, like insurances or free check bag if you're flying and whatnot. But it's very hard to keep track of all of that. Like you are not, like when you're standing to kind of grab your coffee from Starbucks or paying at Target for your groceries or whatnot, you don't have the time and the energy to do all this mental math all the time. Like some people do want to do that, but it's practically not possible. Like every time we so effortlessly pull out a credit card from our wallets. So Youthrive was born to basically solve that pain point, number one. And number two, in the process, the amount of value or savings we are able to put it back in people's wallet is incredible. We are not saving another 50 cents on your next Starbucks coffee. We are saving hundreds of dollars of value that you're going to get by just using the right credit cards every time on the saving that you already do. So, and then you can do whatever you want. Maybe you can like book another flight to go to your home or meet your loved ones or buy that pair of Snickers or whatever you want to do. So that is a value that people are leaving on the table, and that's not a good thing, and which is what Youthrive solves for.
So good. Awesome. So let's talk a little bit more about you personally. So Samir, what is your main passion or purpose in life?
Yeah, I think as you appropriately titled this episode, like building something valuable, is kind of epitomizes how I can think about life every day when I wake up. Like, what is it that I'm going to do, which is gonna make an incremental difference, whether it to the company or to the product or to the, our customers. I mean, on the professional front, or even same goes like with our family. Like, how is it that we are making life more fulfilling? I mean, whether with our family or with our friends, like, and that goes about trying new things or maybe trying new food or doing simple things like that, and enjoy the experience, enjoy the feeling of fulfillment that kind of comes out of it. So that is like doing something different, doing something new, and in a way that kind of adds value. That's how I think about life.
Mm. I love that idea of adding value. So one of my mentors, John Maxwell, always talks about how leaders add value to others. And it sounds like that's the type of leader that you are too, is that you're constantly looking for ways to add value personally, right, in your family, but also outside of you through your business and through the work that you're doing. And I think that's a really important key part that's going to resonate with a lot of our listeners, because I believe the people that listen to this podcast and that are part of our launch community and do the things, they're definitely people who care a lot, right? And they want to add value to others, and they find meaning in looking outside themselves to find opportunities to add value to others. So I'm so grateful that you said that. One of the questions I ask everybody that's on the podcast, Samir, is what are the two things you've done in your life to launch to the next level?
It's an interesting question. So maybe let me put it this way. To launch to the next level requires you to have a point of view on where you want to be or where you want to get to. Because until you know where you're going, how you can kind of proceed or like move towards that goal. So I've always tried to get exposure, being in front of people, absorb other people's journeys and what is being done by people, by more senior leaders or people in general in society. So that outlook has always helped think through that where you want to move and what you want to kind of do like next. That's one. And that is like a like not like a one-time kind of thing. You need to do it on an ongoing basis. Like even whether I was at American Express or when I was at college or even now I've launched a company, I continue to kind of do that. Put myself in into the company of like people who I kind of aspire to be like, or people in general. Like there are a lot of celebrities, not just like Hollywood celebrities, but just even like in corporate world or whatever, like who are doing some incredible stuff. So looking at that and getting inspiration and like figuring out what in light of that my goal has to be. That's one. And second is then figuring it out how to get there. And that basically is a combination of one, continue to improve your skills. And second is you can't do it alone. You have to harness the power or the capabilities of others. So how do you kind of bring others together? And YouThrive is a prime example where like we did not start with an impressive list of investors or great list of builders or whatnot, but we kind of look at some of the senior leaders across the financial service industry that I knew. I just went to them and told them this is what I'm trying to do. I got some great advice. We got some people who are passionate and like want to do something similar, but want more guidance and want more like what should they put their energies towards. So I kind of brought them, whether it is some of my earlier friends at American Express or even some interns. Like we have a bunch of interns who are working at YouThrive and have done an outstanding job. All they need is a bit of handholding that what they should work towards, and they end up delivering incredible value. So I think that's how the combination of knowing where you are going and then like harnessing your skills and power of others is what kind of launches you to the next level, I would say.
I love that. So the first thing that Samir said that is really important to launch to the next level is to know where you're going. And so when we're thinking about where we're going, Samir, how did you determine that direction in your own life?
Yeah, I think I would be honest, it's not that you suddenly wake up in a day one morning or you meet somebody and said, oh, voila, this is what I want to do. I think it's an ever-evolving thinking, I would say. But I think there are some life principles or philosophies, you want to say, or your early experiences in life that kind of guide your thinking a little bit, and then you just keep adding on that. So in terms of my starting point, like I come from India, and I kind of come from a 5-generation-old family business, which is, I spent a lot of my childhood days like seeing my father, my grandfather, and whatnot, like dealing with the customers on a day-to-day basis and building relationships while pursuing business. So that was like a starting point and like kind of ingrained in me the value of creating value for others while building relationships as well as growing the business. So that was kind of a vaguely kind of remember that, like how kind of started my thinking. And then as I continued to kind of like grow through like school and college, came across a number of people who have done really well in kind of corporate world or like starting out their own business, etc. So that kind of continued to harm, like influence and evolve my thinking. So that led me to that, okay, I want to do something which is not run of the mill, like do something new. So I like kept doing that during my time at American Express. And then now starting with YouThrive, like on my own venture, like continue to kind of guide my thinking.
So good. So good. So I think that that's an important part of this journey is to kind of look at your past and figure out the things that align with who you are and what you want to do. And it sounds like, Samir, that's what you've done is you've aligned kind of like how you grew up and your family's values of building relationships and building businesses and creating value. And now here you are in your own business implementing that and making that a very key part of what you're able to do every day, right? And so I think one of the questions I like to ask myself is like, what was something I did as a child that I just completely lost, you know, I would lose track of time. And there, that might be a clue to what I want to do even as an adult, because if I can do that each day and every day, now I'm doing something that I'm super passionate about. It doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like a job. It feels like something fun, new, and exciting. And so really thinking about that. The other question I want to ask you is, how do you stay motivated to keep going, right? Because owning your business, starting a business is a lot of work, right? And you have to wear all of the hats, especially in the beginning. How do you stay motivated?
Yeah, I think that's a million-dollar question. I hope there was a formula that we let everybody could kind of use of. But it's not just about your own business. I think even in a corporate life also, like, you have to work with a lot of people. You have to be able to influence and align others towards your goals. And that's not always possible. Like people have diverging goals or diverging thinking, etc. And that sometimes like drains you off your like motivation, etc. So I think there are always gonna be some really good days and not so good days. And I think motivation is something that you need on those not so good days. So I think the one way I guess just kind of work through not so good days are remember your higher purpose. I think like, why are you here? And when you started out to kind of get like work towards that higher purpose, did you assume that this thing has to work and only your path can be kind of cleared up? No, I think you started out on a higher purpose because you wanted to do it. And if there are challenges or there are unexpected turns that are coming in, just keep navigating and work towards why you're here for. What is that end goal that you're working towards rather than these minor detours or minor ups?
That perspective is amazing, right? So really checking back in with yourself when you're having a day, and we all have them. If you are human and you're listening to this, we have over 100 countries listening to this podcast, and I'm sure this episode's going to reach even more. No matter where you are on the planet, we all have hard days. As humans, it's okay. The thing that Samir is sharing with you is really powerful. It's really remembering your higher purpose, remembering your why. Why is this important? Why is this a must in your life? Why do you need to show up? for me personally, one of the things I like to do is if I'm having a struggle or I'm going through a difficult time, I will look at a picture of my kiddos, right? I have two kids. I have a 10-year-old little boy and a 7-year-old little girl, and they are my why. They are the reason why, even on a hard day, I push through. They are the reason why I do what I do, because if they, you know, if they were here, they would want me to. I need to show up for them. And so recognize, you know, there's people in your life that you need to show up for. Even when it's hard for you, there are people that are relying on your strength and your courage to move forward. And I think that's, you know, I think that's a really important thing to say. Samir, what else might you want to share with our audience today?
There's one other thing that I would just kind of like to kind of call out is like coming from a like more like a modest background and like going through college or like with a corporate career and now in the entrepreneurship, I think a lot of people always have this self-doubt, like, can I do it? And unsurprisingly, many times you would be made to believe that, no, maybe not, you're not good enough, this and that. That kind of only feeds to the doubt, the self-doubt that many of us have. So I think it's always important to remember, like, a lot of people who have done outstanding work in this world in various fields have been able to do it only by kind of continuing to push the envelope. So self-doubt is the only thing that holds a lot of people back and like fails to realize their potential, which is something that I would like to just tell everybody, just push the self-doubt aside. I think if you start believing in yourself, maybe there'll be some initial challenges, etc., but things will, like, it will clear the way. You'll keep moving forward if you keep believing in yourself.
So good. Believe in yourself, my friends. Self-doubt does not help you move forward. And if you're doubting yourself, one of the things I like to think about is you're probably growing. You're probably growing outside your comfort zone, and it's okay, but you need to keep moving forward. You need to figure out what the next step is. You don't need to have the whole plan, right? I'm sure Samir, as he's growing this app and building it, he doesn't have the whole plan. None of us have the whole plan, right? Spoiler alert, none of us have the whole plan. What's the next step? What's the next imperfect action you can take towards creating that version of yourself, like Samir mentioned, that vision for what your future is going to look like? What's the next step? And then you need to believe in yourself that you are the exact right person. I believe that human potential is the greatest natural resource, right? I believe that if all of us took some time to believe in ourselves a little bit more, that we could change the world in so many amazing ways. But we're putting all this time and effort into not believing in ourselves, and that's holding us back. And so, Samir, what a beautiful way to end this beautiful conversation. Thank you so much. How do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, I think very easy. Either follow me on LinkedIn. It is linkedin.com/Samir1909. Or just write to me on email. It is samir@uthrive.club. So, both of them are like easy ways to kind of get hold of me. And then for your listeners in the United States who want some immediate gratification, I would highly recommend them to go and check out uthrive.club. Exactly, that's uthrive.club, that's a website, or we are also on App Store or Play Store, whichever device you have, and see how you can get that lot of extra value that you might be leaving on the table today.
So good. Awesome. 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 Well, thank you, Samir, for sharing just from your heart today, for sharing your experience and your wisdom, and for building something valuable in the world, right? I can't wait to hear all of the amazing things that you continue to build in your life. I know there's going to be many, many opportunities to do that. To all of our listeners, wow, right? This was such a valuable episode. And I know that there's probably somebody in your life who wants to hear this message, right? Who needs to hear that they can overcome self-doubt and believe in themselves, that they can build something valuable with their life. Each and every one of us have, you know, something that we are supposed to build. My journey and Samir's journey and your journey, completely different, but that's okay, right? We can high five each other along the way. So I thank you so much. Make sure you share it with somebody else. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Launch Podcast. I'm Allison Little, and I'm so excited that you spent your time with me. Look for future episodes and connect with me on social media or at my website at www.allisonlittle.com.